Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Fatima, and on today's show, we are going to be making a walnut and date cake. Now, when we're fasting, it's important that we eat really healthy, nutritious, freshly prepared foods. Now, when you're fasting, quite often people have a desire to have something sweet. This is a really, really great way to have something that isn't processed, that you bought from the shop, you've made at home, you know exactly what goes into it, and it's super healthy. So the first thing I'm going to do in my bowl is combine my ingredients. So I have some self-raising flour, one egg, some mixed allspice, some unsalted butter, which is at room temperature, and some clear honey. So I'm just going to mix all of these into my bowl first of all. And now I'm just going to give it a really good whisk. So you want to blend the mix really well so that all the ingredients are combined. Now to this mix, I'm going to add some chopped dates. Now as you'll notice, there isn't any sugar added to the bowl, it's natural sugars. So we've got dates and honey, so you don't need to worry too much about the sugar. And the dates obviously are really good for you and are something excellent that we should always try to eat during Ramadan anyway. I'm just going to mix these ingredients together. Okay, so I've combined my ingredients and as you can see it's quite a dry mix, but as the mixture actually cooks, the dates will add moisture to the cake, so don't worry about it looking a bit dry. And now I'm going to add this to my greased baking tray. Now, if you want to use different types of dried fruits, you can try that. One fruit that is really good to add is dried apricots as well. You can also add mashed ripe banana and sultanas. You can really add a different mixture of fruits to the cake. And it's a really good treat to have after iftar. It's not too sweet and it's quite filling and it tastes really, really delicious. So I'm just going to smooth this down into my tray. As you can see, it's quite a sticky mixture. Okay. And I've preheated my oven to 140. We're going to cook this on quite a low heat. Okay. So now I've put the batter into the baking dish, I'm going to add my final ingredient, which is the chopped walnuts. So just sprinkle those on the top. You can push them down with your spatula. And that's your cake mix ready. What you'll do now is you'll put this in the oven for between 40 minutes to 1 hour until the top of the cake has gone a golden brown. And you can tell if the cake is cooked or not by inserting a knife into the middle of the cake. If the knife comes out clean, it means the cake is cooked. So I'm going to put that in my preheated oven. And here is the cake that we made earlier. I've just cut it into squares and I've served it alongside some cheese, which I think goes really well with the walnuts and the dates. You can use cheese, you can serve it with grapes also, or alternatively you can leave it just by itself. It's amazing to see that, again, another dish we've made today on Quranic Cuisine, we can find one of the main ingredients actually in the Quran. Dates is mentioned in Surah 16, Ayah 10, and in this actual ayah it discusses that things such as dates are a sign of Allah. Now, this Ramadan, inshallah, we will try to read as much Quran as possible so we can really reap the benefits of the knowledge of the Quran. Or, alternatively, why not this year have somebody recite the Quran on your behalf, a needy person, so that not only do you gain the sawab of helping that individual to have a halal employment, but you also get the sawab of having the Quran recited on your behalf. For more information, please visit our website. Join me next time on Quranic Cuisine for more delicious, interesting recipes you can cook this Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For more information on ways you can make the most of your Ramadan this year, visit us at www.ramadanforyou.com.